I remember it was kind of mid-February and the first cases of COVID appeared in a small town in northern Italy. And what happened at the beginning is the government kind of closed down those towns, and those specific towns became red zones. So nobody could come in and out. And then very quickly, things changed so rapidly, and it kind of, as more cases popped up all over the region, the whole region became a lockdown area. And then within a few days, the whole nation went into lockdown. And I remember my father, I'm from Italy, and I grew up in northern Italy, in Lombardy, where the red zone, the epicenter of the outbreak. And my father, who has a gym, was one of the first businesses to have to shut down. And this was in mid-February. And so obviously I was keeping a close eye on what was going on. I live in London and I've been making films all over the world. And I've made a film in West Africa in 2014 about the Ebola outbreak for Frontline. And I was seeing certain things happen in Italy that I'd witnessed in Sierra Leone and Liberia. And doing what I do, you do come face to face with a lot of horrible situations that happen around the world. Naively, you kind of never really think that these things will happen at home, which is, I think, part of the problem with what kind of is now, what the situation that we're living in now, is that you just never think it's going to come to you. And so seeing it play out in Italy, I wrote to the senior producer on the film, Dan Edge, and he and I had made the Ebola outbreak film together. And I said, you know, it's so strange to see this play out in Italy. And within a few hours, he said, you know, do you want to go and make a film about what's happening? And then I had Rainey at Frontline call me that evening saying, you should go. And so that's how it all kind of started, why I ended up going.
Having that experience in Africa and with Ebola and then seeing this play out, were you feeling a sense of anxiety? How were you treating this, knowing that you're going to tell this story, but also having to process something that you've seen before and knowing how serious the situation could become?
Yeah, I was already feeling anxious beforehand. Before I even, strangely, despite making documentary films, I actually hadn't thought about going home to make one. I'd never worked in Italy before. And so I was just feeling anxious about the situation and what was playing out, not only about like the severity of the virus, but I was feeling anxious for my family, especially for the economic situation that happened because of the lockdown, which now the whole world is going through. And then what made me feel anxious was that despite having worked in West Africa during the Ebola outbreak, Ebola in a way is hard to get. The death rate is much higher, so it's in a way kind of a scarier disease. It's a scarier virus, but it's harder to get. With COVID, the fact that it's airborne, it's a lot easier. We don't really understand it, and you can't predict how it'll manifest if you do get it. That made me really anxious. But I felt like, in a way, I needed to go and I needed to be there. And although I couldn't see my family in that time, I felt like I wanted to go home and tell the story to, in a way, feel closer to what was going on in Italy and closer to them.
And you boldly go inside a hospital. What did you see there? How does the staff treat this? What are we going to see in this film?
So I follow primarily one doctor who works in the ER of this hospital in a city called Cremona. It's a small city, very beautiful. And she's working on the front lines in the ER, and she's been dealing with this by the time I meet her for about 2.5 weeks. And what I come to see is basically a hospital that's been overrun by COVID cases. Every ward has been turned into a COVID ward. One of her jobs is to obviously find the beds for patients that need to be admitted to hospital. And she's calling around the different wards. So she's calling gynecology, orthopedics, cardiology, neurology. And I realized that all of these wards are now treating COVID, and doctors, like cardiologists, have become pulmonary experts within 10 days of dealing with the situation. They were completely overwhelmed. And as they always say, like, it's just this invisible enemy that we don't understand. They had done like training in their kind of becoming doctors. They trained to see, like, to deal with just diseases, but no one had ever dealt with anything like this. And the hospital itself isn't set up to triage, you know, highly infectious diseases. So they are overrun. their wards become completely full. The ICU that once had 9 beds and is now have 22 beds. And that is the situation I basically threw myself into. And I tell the story of Francesca and her colleagues and the psychological impact this was having on them as they were living that experience day by day. And as Francesca, the main character in the film, half of her colleagues become sick and contract the virus, which is obviously a huge part of the film, as well as stories of certain patients who were becoming younger and younger. So this whole idea of, you know, it only affects the elderly, only the elderly become really sick was no longer true.
So how did they fare after they had contracted COVID-19? Because we hear that there are some people who are asymptomatic. They don't even know that they have it. There are others who have mild symptoms. What was your experience and what did you see?
That's exactly it. And I think that's what's so terrifying about it, because it's the unpredictability with how it manifests on an individual basis. So, you know, in terms of certain cases, one of the stories I tell is the story of an 18-year-old boy who is the youngest COVID patient in the country, ends up in an ICU that we know of, no previous health problems. It's inexplicable to try and understand, like, why is it that this 18-year-old boy's lungs become completely inflamed and infected and he can't breathe and he has to go into an ICU when, you know, another person who's maybe 60 gets a very mild form or no symptoms at all. Like, I met some of Francesca's colleagues that were positive but have no symptoms but still have to stay at home in quarantine and become negative. And then some colleagues who had very mild pneumonias and exhaustion and various symptoms but never ended up in an ICU. And I think that was what's so terrifying. And what I noticed was that the doctors themselves, the doctors and nurses, were amongst the most terrified patients, because they had seen how unpredictable the virus was and they had seen what the outcome could be. So all of them, as soon as they became positive, were imagining their lungs full, completely inflamed, and already imagining the worst case scenario, which was, you know, on machines in an ICU.
What can the rest of the world learn from the experiences in Italy?
Well, when I first went out there, we did Frontline did a podcast and they interviewed me, and I'd only been there for a couple of days. And at the time, when I first went out, Europe had just closed its borders and it hadn't really erupted in the United States. It was like right at the beginning. And their warning at the time was, you know, take this seriously. This is, you have to just get ready. You have to be ready to face this beast and to be ready to lose your colleagues and lose your friends. And I think what frustrated Italy at the time was that they had been criticized for the strict measures they'd taken on the lockdown to try and stop the spread. Now the cases are going down and, you know, they're starting to open up. And although they had the longest lockdown, I think, in the world so far, the results are showing. So I think the takeaway is that we shouldn't go into it in a panic, but I think we should take it really seriously. And if there are measures in place to try and stop the spread, we should consider them, despite the fact that it's horrible and what we're all living through in quarantine is not, you know, especially in the Western world, is not a life that we're used to. I think there are reasons to kind of take those measures seriously, because the healthcare system is overwhelmed and people are dying. So it's enough to kind of just be alert and just keep taking this as seriously as we should be.
Sasha Joelle Achille, you are the director and producer of Inside Italy's COVID War. It airs tonight at 10 o'clock on WGVU Public Television. Joelle, thank you so much for all you're doing. Be well.
Thank you. You too, Patrick. Take care.